Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
As we were saying, it's going to be a wet morning, a wet commute. The chance for showers really lasts until around 9, 10 o'clock today. Then it lingers throughout the day, but eventually it goes away. That's because a weak front is coming through. Highs today of 86. Tomorrow, 88, but it's going to be drier with lower humidity. Saturday, 88 for a high. Sunday, 89. Dry heat on Monday and Tuesday. Highs of 90 then all the way through Wednesday, and then sunny through next Saturday. So the rain's going to be here today, and then it's going to disappear. So we're going to have to deal with that and just relax and drive slowly and get where you're going. Well, drive safely, not slowly. Holden Lewis joins us now, Nerd Wallet's home and mortgage expert. Talk about the Fed cut and what that could mean for homeowners. How you doing, Holden?
Hey, Tommy.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well.
I am, sir. Let's talk about what the Fed did and how that could impact people that are looking to buy a house.
Last week, the Fed cut the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point. So that's the overnight rate that banks charge each other. It's kind of like a floor, you know, that a lot of other interest rates rest on. Now, the thing with mortgage rates, though, is that they move quicker than the Fed, you know. I mean, the Fed was sending hints that they were going to cut that rate. And so mortgage rates fell before last week's meeting. And, you know, they've mostly stayed down. So, you know, your typical mortgage, a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, if you have good credit, it's between 6.25% and 6.5%, which is definitely lower than it has been for most of the year.
Mm-hmm. So what does determine what the mortgage rate is going to be or what moves it up or down?
A lot of things, just kind of the general tenor of the economy. We're talking about inflation rate, unemployment, and the mortgage market basically just kind of mixes all those together, but especially long-term inflation. That's kind of the main thing that activates mortgage rates. And so when inflation is high, then mortgage rates are higher. And when inflation is low, mortgage rates are lower. Now, with this Fed rate cut, I think that the market is just kind of waiting to see what exactly happens, because they might decide that it's inflationary. You might see mortgage rates. It's possible that mortgage rates could actually rise even after Fed rate cuts if the market judges those cuts to be unnecessary or too early.
So what I guess I'm trying to figure out is, Let me give you an example. Let's say you got the first International Bank of Holden, and then you got Tommy's Bank and Trust, okay? How do we decide what the interest rate's going to be? Because from the bank side of it, from the lending institution side of it, it would be the same as us making an investment for 30 years and looking at the return we're going to get, and given inflation, do we really want to invest our money in a 4% rate of return when maybe we could get 6% later on? You got to look at it from their side, right?
Okay, I see what you mean. All right. So here's the deal. When most lenders, they don't actually keep that loan. What happens is they sell the loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And so they're lending the money. Let's say you borrow $300,000. You know, they give you that loan. And then they sell that loan to, like, Fannie Mae. And so the lender gets that money back immediately, plus some fees and that kind of thing. So the bank does come out ahead. And then that loan, when it's bought by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, they combine it with a whole bunch of other loans. Mm-hmm. And then investors buy those as bonds. So the reason that it's a good investment for investors is that it's guaranteed. They're going to get their money back. And so, the interest rate might not be the best available, but it's also very safe, kind of like a treasury bond. And so, that's the way they handle that. And, you know, typically, kind of on average, people have a mortgage for about 10 years, and then they either sell the house or they refinance. And so that's why investors kind of compare the return they get on mortgages to 10-year treasury yields. They're trying to get a little bit higher than a 10-year treasury.
Let me go back to this Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae thing. Those are federal agencies, right? So the banks sell, get the loan at 4%, make the mortgage at 6%, then they sell it to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Sure. They get paid how much? The entire amount of the loan plus a little bit, or what? How does that profitable for them?
They buy the loan basically, like, you know, you borrow $300,000 and they buy it for $300,000. Plus a percentage, you know, basically it's some of the interest that they're going to end up charging. I mean, you know, they're basically passing some of that along to the lender as a profit, but then they're also charging a guarantee fee. It's a super complicated arrangement.
So, well, but you know what? It's in the weeds, Holden, and that's why I always say that's why we got to go into the weeds sometimes, because if you've ever played golf for money, that's where all of the big money is exchanged, and that's where some of the cheating goes on, right?
That's right. So they also charge a guarantee fee, and that's between like a half a percentage point and a percentage point of the loan. So that's just a fee that basically says, all right, we're collecting this, and if the loan goes bust, then we're going to pay off, you know, ultimately the investors who buy these bonds.
So who's the taxpayers are ultimately subsidizing the banks for making these loans and then holding them and guaranteeing them in exchange for the people buying bonds, and the people buying the bonds know that they can't lose because Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which is either the taxpayers or the government printing money, is going to bail them out. Accurate?
That's it's not entirely accurate.
Okay, to fix it when we come back. All right, you can straighten me out when we come back. Sometimes I hurt myself, and I don't mean to. 6:20, talking to Holden Lewis, NerdWallet's home and mortgage expert. I just tried to find out where the money's going and who's doing what. And text me at 504-260-1870. Don't dare text and drive. But we're talking about mortgage rates and home loans and. Are you waiting to pull a trigger? Are you waiting to refinance? What is your housing situation right now? Are you renting instead of buying? I'd like to hear from you. Again, no texting and driving. 504-260-1870. 621, traffic now, WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Holden Lewis, NerdWallet's home and mortgage expert. We're talking about the feds, and they cut the rate, but how does that impact the housing market? Then we got on to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and lending institutions selling the mortgages that they make to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They get paid up front. Then the government guarantees the mortgage to bondholders who in turn buy those bonds against those loans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So the bondholders can't lose money, and the mortgage eventually gets repaid. But I was wondering about the role of the taxpayer or the government printing money and all of that. So go ahead, Holden, fix me up. Straighten me out.
Okay, I'll straighten you out here. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they charge these guarantee fees. And you can think of that as kind of a form of insurance. So, you know, they're collecting, like if you borrow $100,000 and your lender sells to Fannie Mae, they're paying Fannie Mae a fee of between $500 and $1,000, you know, as this guarantee fee. And so if the loan ends up going bust, then that money will be used to make the investors whole. And you might say, well, that's only like $500 to $1,000 per $100,000. But, you know, most people, first of all, they don't default on their mortgages.
It's like insurance. It's actuarially based, right? They plan on more people not defaulting than defaulting.
That's right. And then even if you do default, the bank will take the house and they'll sell it. That limits their losses. If there's
wait, the bank or Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac?
Ultimately it would be the investor who actually bought that mortgage-backed security from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the entity that actually files the paperwork is the mortgage servicer, which is the company that collects your payments. A lot of times, of course, that's just the same company as the lender, but sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm. So if I have a mortgage with the First Bank of Holden and you sell it to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, where am I sending my checks, or from who is drawing onto my account every month?
The First Bank of Holden will decide that. So the bank might just say, yeah, we're gonna collect that through the life of the loan. Or they might just say, oh, we're going to sell that servicing to like Mr. Cooper or Rocket or someone like that. And then that company will collect it. You know, the borrower.
Wait a minute.
What
happened to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
All they did was they securitized that loan, sold it to investors, and, you know, they're just kind of they're in the background. And, you know, if the loan does go bust and the investor needs to be repaid, then they'll step in and do that. But they're not really active in a loan that's being repaid and, you know, everything's going well.
All right, thank you for your time, but real quick before we run out of time here, what's the right point to pull a trigger? People are texting in about how much of a percentage rate would it be worth if you have 6.5% to refinance? What are you looking for? What's the sweet spot?
Okay, so the question is, if you already have a loan at 6.5%, I would say refinance when rates get down to 5.75%. So right now you can get a loan between 6.25% and 6.5%. So that means if you have a mortgage of like 7 to 7.25%, it might be time to start looking into refinancing. You can cut that interest rate 0.75 percentage point. It's worth considering at the very least.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Strain as we do every Thursday morning. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 6:44, 16 till 7 Thursday morning here at WWL. Around these parts, around this time, we talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, a beloved veterinarian on the North Shore, Dr. Mike Strain. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing great. We're getting ready for the great Fall Festival Chili Cook-Off in Folsom, Louisiana, Saturday morning.
Yeah, so tell me about it.
I have entered with my brother Chuck and one of our childhood friends, Mark Milliken, on behalf of the International Harvester Antique Tractor Club, Chapter 36, and we will be a cooking chili. So it'll be a little Cajun, a little Creole, a little surprise, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be hauling some antique tractors out there. There'll be old cars out there and us cooking. So I've got my official job, which is I think I hold the big spoon in the big pot and stir the pot.
You're the stirrer.
So I'm the stirrer. I am the official. Well, that sounds about normal for a politician, right?
Yeah, you got to stir it up every now and then a little bit. Tell me about when it comes to chili. What kind of meat do you use? Do you use this coarse? I like chili with coarse cut meat.
It's going to be hand cut.
Absolutely,
it's going to be some prime. You know, some really good steak. Some good, because remember, this is a competition.
Sure.
Hand cut. You got to get the texture just right. You know, you got to get all the ingredients just right. You know, and then you know, season just right, and of course, it's got to be cooked just right because, you know, you've probably been involved in some of these cook-offs. Look, the competition is intense.
Oh, yeah.
It's really intense. It's a lot of fun, but it's a good community. We'll be at the Moe's Park, and again, a lot of fun.
Tell me what time it starts, Mike, and people that want to go and eat some chili. I presume it's one of these deals where you pay them a price and then you eat the chili as much as you want?
Yep, I think so. So it's from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So we'll start cooking. We'll set up at 7. We'll start cooking at 8. So I would imagine around 10 or 12 is the time. Just whenever you want to come through, just come on by and, you know, in the town of Folsom. So, you know, you talk about a real small town, that's a real small town. And come by and see everybody and just have a good time.
Beans or no beans?
No beans.
Yeah.
No beans.
I'm right there with you. I'm not nuts
right.
about beans and chili. Let's
right.
talk
about. Not too hot.
No,
12 alarm chili.
No.
Maybe about 4 or 5, right? But no 12.
I'll go with a 4 or 5. I like that. Let's talk about the rain that we're getting, Mike, and how severe it had been. Were we in a drought, or is it affecting the farmers?
We were in a drought, and we had started getting, it was getting too dry, and we were getting very concerned about it, and we started having fires. We had a number of fires. We had about 16 to 18 fires in 3 or 4 days. A lot of them concentrated in the Florida parishes and over in southwest Louisiana. Now, we did arrest one arsonist in Oberlin, Louisiana, set 10 fires, but he got caught setting one, and he's in under a $70,000 bond. And I think the big deal you've got to remember is that is a felony. And then restitution. Restitution runs $1,500 to $2,000 per acre. And so at this particular point, with about 100 acres burned, restitution is going to be very severe. But everyone, and thank you for everyone that really abides by those burn bans and extra caution. This rain was much needed. It did come a little intense in places. Some places haven't gotten any rain. Here on Strain Farms, we were waiting for it to rain. You know, we've got a fall garden, of mustard and turnip greens to plant. We didn't get any rain on the fields. So it's kind of spotty, but we're probably going to get some more today. But it's very, very welcome, this little bit of rain. You never want to get it too dry. Harvest has been going very well. Record harvest, I think, we're going to see in the state and in the United States, a record harvest. And so, that's going to help, with the low commodity prices, the very, very strong harvest we're going to have.
But you don't want a lot of rain when you're harvesting sugarcane,
do you? Oh, no, absolutely not. No, because you get down in the mud, and because sugarcane, when you harvest it, you have to meet a quota every day. Every farmer meets that quota every day, irregardless of the weather. You can't say, I'll wait next week. Now, we've got some just incredible machines that can go through there, but you don't want to tear up the fields. The weather right now, you get just enough rain, because a lot of that sugarcane, it's still growing. As you can say, we can literally hear it grow at night, but now you're in that final bit of growth. And you want a little bit of rain, knocks the dust down. And really, when you go out there, it just feels so good to be in this weather out there with the cane. And we're going to have an absolutely incredible cane crop. Just think about it. We haven't had a hurricane. We haven't had anything really to knock that cane down, to push it down. And so it's been a pretty remarkable year. And a little bit, when you have a little bit of drought, then a little bit of rain, it puts a little stress on the plant. Stress makes sugar cane accumulate sugar. And so that's going on, but everybody's in motion. I've got about 70 to 80% of our soybeans harvested. We've got almost all of our corn harvested. We're working on, you know, that going into that second cutting of rice. And so that's going well. And some cotton's been harvested. The rest of the cotton is, you know, you can see the bolls opening up, and that's going pretty well. You need good weather when you're harvesting, especially corn, beans, and cotton, because the corn and the beans have got to dry out, you know, have a certain amount of dryness before you can harvest it. And the cotton, you don't want to be, you're not going to be out there harvesting when it's wet. You need that, all that lint to be fairly dry. Sugarcane, you get it every day. And it really makes a difference in the profitability for the farmer. The more difficult it is to harvest, the more money it costs. And so it comes right out of the farmer's pocket. But we're going to have an excellent year.
Mike, ready to sound the all clear on hurricane season or not yet?
No, sir. Absolutely not. It's not all clear. We could have a longer hurricane season to keep watching the Gulf. And, you know, you've seen some crazy stuff out there in the Gulf and some big storms that we have dodged. Well, we are in the second half, but this hurricane season could last into October. So everybody needs to be prepared, do all the things that you need to do, and don't let your guard down because it still could happen. We're not out of the woods yet.
Tell me about this Cypress furniture. I want to talk about that.
Oh, I tell you, that was incredible. I went to Mr. Eric Cubillon's. That's Live Edge Woodworks. It's a certified Cajun business. And what he does, he gets Sinker Cypress. He, you know, has a very large area that is leased, and he goes out and he uses a probe. Now, this cypress isn't underwater. It's down in the mud in the swamp, and he probes it. He knows what he's doing. He walks the swamp with a probe, and he reaches down and he finds these logs, and some of these logs are 60 to 70 feet long.
That's like I saw on TV a while back, right, where these people would go and they'd find the cypress logs submerged, and it's amazing. It goes to the nature of cypress. They can be submerged underwater but yet not rot, right?
That's correct, and they can be under there hundreds of years, and some of these logs, when he finds them and he brings them out, some of these logs, the trees were 600 to 700 years old. Most of them were cut, and what happened is somehow, you know, they got bogged down in the mud or they left them. Because remember, back in the time when they were cut, they were probably using ox teams, you know, oxen to drag them out of that swamp. And some of them, I guess they just couldn't get them all the way, or they buried in the mud or something. The weather came up or it flooded. And so now he's finding these. And I can tell you, he really knows me. He was telling me some of his secrets, which I can't repeat how he does it, but he knows how to find them. He drags them out, and then he cuts them into about 20-foot sections or 30-foot sections, and then he mills them. He has a mill right on the spot, and he makes magnificent furniture. I mean, just absolutely magnificent furniture. You know, he's got planers and everything, and he brings it back to life. And when you look at the grain on these, when you look at these and realize that you're looking at a 2 or 3 foot slab, 2 to 3 foot now wide slab, and that tree was 700 to 800 years old when it was cut, maybe 100 years ago. And so it's reclamation, and he's got a nice business there in Brobridge. You know, he's got a nice crew and is having a great time, but he makes some mantelpieces, you know, bars. He makes also tables and that sort of thing. But to see that, and again, local, you know, he's a local Cajun there, Mr. Cuvillon, and it's just incredible. But it's just beautiful to bring something that was, quote, left, you know, in the swamp. It's under the dirt. He finds it, takes it out, and makes beautiful things out of it.
Real quick, Mike, tell me about fall planting and what people should be planting now, or flowers or vegetables or what have you.
Yeah. So right now it's time for the fall garden. You still got some, you know, some time. You can put snap beans in there, pole beans in the ground, beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. You can get that cabbage in the ground. You can also plant cabbage and, of course, cauliflower, celery. You can collards, mustard greens, and collard greens. That's what we're fixing to plant on Strain Farms. And so there's a whole host of things you can still get in the ground. But the window is closing. You can also plant garlic. But, again, the window is closing. You don't have much more time. So we get into the middle to end of October. You know, you can run spinach all the way to November and turnips. But the window is closing. You get out there and plant in that fall garden.
Mike, have a great weekend. Good luck with the chili cook-off. I hope you all win.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
I'll eat a big bowl for you.
Do that, please. Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 654, 6 till 7. Traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.